I'd like to remind all participants today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Today's our AA sub-team B call on the Monday, the 6th of April. We have Steve Metallis, Holly Raich, or Tatiana Kramtsova, Tim Ruiz, Siva Mutasami, Staten Hammock. From staff, we have Margie Milam, David Geiser, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Michaeli Nalon. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, and thanks to all for participating. I don't think we had a formal agenda circulated, but I had circulated two documents for discussion today. One is a revised document on high priority topics as part of our task one to compile the topics for RAA amendments, possible RAA amendments, and then the task we set ourselves to try to express priority. So that's one item. I also circulated a revised timetable for our activities aimed at getting us across the finish line of the work of this drafting team at this phase before the Brussels meeting, and in fact, if possible, to get the material up to the council at their meeting before Brussels, June 10th, I think. So those are the two items that I had circulated, and if we have additional time, I'm sure we could also turn to discussion of task three, next steps. So let me ask if there are any other items that people wanted to bring up today. Okay, if not, then we'll go ahead. We'll take that as approval of the agenda, and if we could turn first to this document that I think is up on the Adobe screen. It's the one that I circulated Friday. Actually, the version I'm looking at has Friday's date on it. I see the one that I sent around actually has an earlier date on it, but the text is exactly the same. So I can only attribute this to my ineptitude at some point along the way, but in fact, I think I finished it and then forgot to change the date. So anyway, it's the same document. So and I hope people have had a chance to look at it. Let me just briefly say what I was trying to do here. I was really trying to boil down. You know, we had too many high priority topics. I think everybody agreed that we had 30 or 40 high priorities. It wasn't very meaningful. I tried to boil this down into really 12 subjects. That's an arbitrary number, but it seemed as though that might be a manageable number. And so I've put in the third column there which items in the matrix these refer to. And, of course, I left out the items that were really compliance topics. Now, maybe there's some on here that are compliance topics, too, but the ones that I think we had identified as compliance topics, because those might not be those are areas where the staff says they already have the tools to do what was being suggested. So if that's the case, then there wouldn't be a need for an RAA amendment on it. And I also left out there were several, including a lot from the law enforcement list, that were really going to due diligence about entities that were applying for accreditation. So those are all very, I mean, I'm not saying those are very legitimate issues, but if they were adopted, they would come in at the due diligence phase and someone would have to meet those tests in order to become accredited. And so that's prior to the point at which the person signs the registrar accreditation agreement or the entity signs it. So I took those out too as not really within our scope. So that left us left me with these 12, and these basically follow the order with a few little exceptions, but basically they follow the order of our matrix. So they're not in priority order. You know, I'm not saying number one is the top priority and number 12 is marginally high priority. Could be the other way around. But I don't think we're really required to be that granular and tell the council, you know, here's our list in priority order. I think if we give them a a list of a manageable number of topics and say, of all the topics we considered, we think these are the ones that are most worthy of short-term consideration for inclusion in the RAA. And again, we're not proposing language or any specific provision, but just a topic. That's really what this list attempts to do. So let me ask if anyone would like to have any questions about the list or any comments or reactions to the list. And feel free to just speak up if you want to get in the queue. Okay, I see Holly's hand is up. Anybody else want to be recognized? Holly, go ahead.
First of all, thank you for doing this. This is so much easier a list to deal with. Just a question. Am I missing? Now, it is early. And I did read this through. There was one of the particular requirements from the law enforcement, and, you know, it was said in many ways. It could probably be boiled down to simply making sure that there is plenty of information about the registrant that is collected. Am I missing it?
They had a number of proposals to expand I think this was in item 6.4.
It was something.
I think it was in item 6.4.
Yeah.
There's a long list, and I see in the right-hand column that's listed as low priority. So while I don't recall exactly the discussion there, I think we reached the conclusion that it was not the highest priority to change the data elements that were being collected. But there are provisions, obviously, about escrow and everything else.
Cheryl here. I also think that because we hadn't gone over those because we were really going through the prioritisation, not a chew it over and spit it out exercise, we hadn't really gone through those to the extent of saying, are these RAA issues or are they issues that fit elsewhere?
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wouldn't really be enshrined in an RAA, I would have thought.
Well, the current RAA
They were at the level of, you know, if you use these tools, then collection of this data is not that difficult type discussions. But that's a long way off, needs to be a RAA issue.
Well, the current RAA does list in some detail what elements need to be collected, you're right. I don't think we really had much detailed discussion. And again, I was just basically drawing this from the matrix. Other questions or comments? Okay, I'm turning back and forth here from my phone to the screen, so I apologize if I missed anybody's hand there. But if there aren't any further comments, maybe we could take this as our working draft and ask people to circulate on the list any comments, anything you think should be removed from the list, anything you think should be added from the list. And if not, I mean, then I think we'll just proceed with this on this basis in terms of drafting the report, and we'll figure out exactly the best way to present it. Maybe it's in a chart like this, or maybe it's in prose. But let's take this as our working draft on task one, if you will. And obviously, we can attach our full matrix. You can attach lots of things to the report.
Yes.
Of kind of trying to convey what
Steve
we thought.
Cheryl again.
Yes, Cheryl, go ahead.
Whilst I was saying we hadn't discussed the gory details on the wish list of additional information on registrants Holly raised under 6.4, I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't perhaps look at having it in some way associated with this list. It's you know, if we're looking at what might be ditched and what might be, you know, prioritised within here, or excuse me, sorry, as I say, that's overloody. I do apologise for the noise. That's a conversation. You know, if the end of this conversation, looking at this matrix, is okay, now we build a report around it. I don't think we've spoken quite long enough about it, because there probably is some tweaking that we might want to do. But if that's where you're heading, fine. But I wouldn't ignore the issues of 6.4.
Yeah.
Out of it.
Okay.
Is certainly from the at large point of view, accuracy of information that was listed as being very useful is something many people are very interested about.
Absolutely.
But it goes hand in glove with access to that information. Notice I'm avoiding certain words.
Okay. Any other comments? And again, I would encourage people to on the list, if they're, you know, if there's a way we ought to bring 6.4 into this, we'd welcome a comment on that and anything else that is missing here or should be mentioned here, or something here that doesn't look like it ought to be a priority. Now, I will just say once again that in terms of our task two of identifying things that ought to go on through the policy development process rather than being part of, or rather I should say more accurately, things that we flag because of they could be candidates for the policy development process rather than a RAA amendment. You know, the invitation, it's still open for people to raise those concerns about anything on this list, and I would encourage people to look at this list with that in mind. And if you think there's something that shouldn't be on here for that reason, then speak up either in our meeting or on the list, because I think that's the approach we're taking, is we're just asking people to, looking at the priorities, anyone where you want to raise a flag, and I tried to avoid including on here any that had already been flagged for that in that regard. So there weren't too many of those, but if I have anything on here that was already flagged, I'm sure someone will let me know.
Yeah, I've got my hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Just one thing on item three, which is the malicious point of conduct. I think there's probably just a couple of details needed on this one. It's the point that when Dave Piscatello was on, said define it as a 24/7 contact to somebody who actually knows enough so that they would be able to take down something very quickly.
Yes.
It's just a definitional thing, but malicious point of conduct really was quite different from other points of conduct. No, sorry, contact. So when you've got contact details, this was something different.
That's a good point. We could certainly amend the description of item three to reflect that. That's a 24/7 point of contact with the authority, the ability to take action. That's good. Other comments? Okay, so this will be the target for the next week, I look forward to your comments on the list. Otherwise, this will be the basis anyway for our draft. The other item I circulated was a revised timetable, and if we could turn to that now, this went out Friday afternoon Eastern Time in the U.S. And I don't know if the staff can get that on the screen for the Adobe room or not. Okay, well, that's in process. So what I've done there is really just update our previous timetable to reflect what we had already done, and to reflect that we would be meeting weekly starting this week for the next 4 weeks, and hopefully this is our time to try to finish as much as possible of our work. So today we discussed the Task 1 compilation. Obviously, we didn't give it final approval, but we I think are using it as the way forward, and hopefully we can come to finality on that next week. Plan had been to circulate the revised proposal on Task 3, because I thought we might have more discussion on the Task 1. I've already made the call for views about topics to be flagged under Task 2, so I'll make that again on the list for those who aren't here. But then we could see what we've got down there for this week, and then next week, as you can see, we move through the process. We would look to have a draft of the report circulated after our next call, so sometime next week. I've already been in touch with the staff about preparing the outline to make sure that, you know, all of the different items that need to be in a report of a group like this are included. And I know they're working on that. We've been working really sort of on the content of the report here, and that obviously needs to be put into some type of prose. But I think that hopefully we can pull all that together, and with a discussion next week, we can circulate, if we're lucky, a full draft of the report, if not, at least a draft of most of it. And then we have two meetings to discuss that, make any amendments, have people, if they wanted to prepare any separate views or dissenting views or anything like that, that they could do that. So the goal would be to submit the report, if we can, by June 2. I believe it's the deadline in order for it to be ripe for action on June 10th. Not that I'm assuming there will be action on it on June 10th. I think the other date we were given in order for it to be ripe for action or discussion in Brussels, at the Brussels meeting of the TSO Council, was June 8th, so we don't really, doesn't make too much difference, you know, we don't get much additional time there because of the way the different notice requirements work. So we are looking at early, we need to get our work in there in and done by early June if we are to have it on the table, if you will, in Brussels. So that's the timetable, and I'd sort of open the floor now to any questions, comments about that, and I see it is up on the Adobe screen. So are there any...
Margie?
Yes,
Margie,
I have...
waving at you, Steve.
what I wanted to say, this is Margie, that I am putting together a draft. It'll have a draft report. It'll have background, and it'll include, I guess, a draft version of the high priorities we just discussed. And I'll get that to you guys this week, so we can start, figuring out what needs to change and what, you know, minority positions or whatever need to go in it.
Great. And I know there's just a lot of paraphernalia that goes with this, and I can't report, so I'm sure you guys will have all that covered. I'm sorry I didn't see your hand. I guess we have enough people on this call that I can't see everybody at once. any other comments or people that would... wanted to have questions, ask questions, or react to this timetable? Okay. Then we'll work from the basis of this timetable, and that would call for, the further circulation on Task 3 and 2 this week, and that will occur. And again, any comments on the Task 1 compilation to be circulated this week. With regard to the other item, planning for Brussels. I think, I guess after I had to exit the call last week, things really got very constructive, and there was a very focused discussion about how...
There's no correlation there, Steve.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, but, you know, if it works, that's great. There was some discussion about how any... I've been saying workshop, and that may not be the right label, but whatever event, you know, educational event or discussion forum there would be about this work in Brussels, how it would work, and the breadth of views we would want. I think there was general agreement on the list. I don't think anybody dissented that it shouldn't just be a typical GNSO internal GNSO presentation. It should draw in from at large. The law enforcement people should definitely be there, as well as the registrars who have concerns about some of the law enforcement issues, and I don't know if it was any more specific than that in terms of who the presenters would be, but I think that general framework was what everybody seemed to want. Did I get that right, or do people have other comments on that? Holly, if you have something on that?
Just a question. I'm reasonably comfortable with some of the compliance issues being taken off the matrix, but I think given that we actually did spend a bit of time, if you're going to do a final report or if people are going to be there, it would be useful to flag that we discussed it, that it seemed to be in hand, and maybe have compliance people there to talk to the fact that one of the issues raised by this group was compliance with both existing and proposed RAA amendments.
Okay, thank you, Holly. Cheryl?
Thanks, Steve. What Holly was raising is integral to the reporting process, but I think we need to have on the record where we were heading, and I hope what we got back from the list feedback was also based on this question. What the group was particularly keen to discuss / put to bed at some sort of show-and-tell exercise in Brussels was not as limited as a, hi guys, here we all are, we're a drafting team and we've done this lovely report. It was, in fact, if anything, that would be little more than reference material for the all singing, all dancing exercise that those of us on the call had envisaged. It was to be looked at very deliberately as a mechanism to ensure that government advisory committees, the pillars of ICANN, in other words, all the ACNSO people, had an opportunity to ensure themselves that the incredibly important issues raised by law enforcement, and which we have, of course, interacted with, modified, and have taken to various levels, are all on the same understanding and established playing field. In other words, we would have a forum where we could ensure that all parts of those with interests, all stakeholders, and very particularly the diversity of law enforcement view, which we discussed, was not all in step with where we were with the primary representative of law enforcement, could be done in Brussels. Michele, and I really speak on behalf of Michele because it's quite a job to try and do so, was one of those who was quite concerned that where the voice of some parts, but nevertheless important parts, locally and regionally, of law enforcement was taking us backwards, not forwards. And so, Steve, it was pretty important that what we were designing was slightly different to a traditional workshop, GNSO workshop, and certainly a long way away from here we all are, look at our report, and this is what we've done, and gee, you should talk to us about this. It was far more at the level of a debate / hypothetical discussion to ensure everyone in the room and looking remotely and looking at the archives, obviously, could ensure themselves that our subgroup had interacted with, established clearly what needs and limitations are with the desires of the big gun holding stakeholders, i.e. law enforcement and those who seem to be jumping to the twigs of their strings, government advisory people, we're all having a very clear understanding. To that end, we were looking at assuming that the list agreed, that we would be asking for a prime spot at the very beginning of the week. So not so much the Wednesday, Thursday workshop slot, but a Monday afternoon with the blessing of the ACSO chairs type slot for this activity.
Thank you. That's a very helpful summary. And I guess just on the scheduling question, I don't know if the staff has any insights at this point. I agree with you completely that it just really shouldn't be a Wednesday, Thursday type event. But let me ask the staff if they have any information on the schedule and how do we go about making our pitch to have a Monday slot for this, as Cheryl said, perhaps where the ACSO, or is that SOAC, normally has its...
No, we'll do it alphabetically. It is ACSO. The limitations of whoever put the list together is no longer with ICANN staff. It's the fault of it being the SOAC list.
Did the staff have any information on that?
Sure, Margie. I did share that that we were looking to take that position, you know, the SOAC meeting on Monday, talk about this. I just raised it internally, and it looked like it got support internally. Like I say, they saw that would be a good, useful topic to have on Monday. So it's certainly on our radar. I don't really know what the process is to get that.
Well, if you want to know a next step, Margie, it needs to come to the ACSO list. Now, assuming that this group and that we're all satisfied that sufficient of the group has responded, and it certainly was in at least what I was watching, even though I was dying, not literally, but certainly metaphorically. No, actually, I felt like I was dying last week, that there was nothing but support for that bigger gun option, that we need to take it formally to the ACSO list. And if that's the case, then I'm happy to do that, Steve. If you want to pen something formally, I can slice it straight across to the list. But it would have to be done fairly soon, which is why I specifically asked for the email list to give us feedback on that concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do people think about that? Should we draft something that would go that Cheryl would get to the ACSO list and that would certainly be one step toward doing this, toward having the type of session that we talked about.
I'm very confident that we get GAC support on that, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm with Janice and a whole bunch of other people next week in NDR and then later in San Francisco. So we should be able to sort of sort some of this out in real reasonable timing as well. So there's some opportunity to do some specific lobbying. Mm-hmm. To get support we need.
Okay. Well, I'd certainly be glad to start that process in motion. Holly, did you have a comment?
I'd just like it to come formally from the drafting from the sub team. And I'm talking with Chuck in a couple of hours. So, Steve, if you want to just, you know, give a very quick blessing type set of words and throw them at me, I can get it through CCNSO and GNSO chairman, you know, in a couple of hours later today and make sure we integrate GAC, etc., through next week. And through next week we'll go through the formal jumping through hoops with the ACSO listing to see that we get it some sort of prioritised.
Okay, I'm glad to give it a try, and I'm sure you'll let me know
We can but try, my dear, we can but try.
Holly, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I did. Just to say I agree with Cheryl, I think that this is not just an ordinary agenda item. I think that because we've all spent the amount of time, this has actually represented various groups coming together with some very serious proposals, that it would be nice to have it really right up front with a certain amount of you know, gravitas and support. Just because it's been so many of us spending a lot of time coming up with some very sensible proposals.
Okay. Other comments? You know, it strikes me that I'm hearing what people are saying. I think this is going to take a bit of planning to make this come off right in terms of figuring out who should be the presenters and who should be on the panel and so forth. And we could start talking about that now.
I think if you put together a very small organizing committee, obviously key personnel would be the staff organizers. I think fairly self-evident when you look at who's on these calls. They work directly with meeting planning, and we should be able to identify the groups that tend to, we are meeting weekly after all. We should be able to identify the key stakeholders. The trick is doing it fast enough now that we can approach the key stakeholders to come and be on the panel. But based on our experiences with even remote presentations, if they can't be on a plane and getting into Brussels, they should be in an Adobe room and presenting from wherever they are.
Right. Okay. I think that's a good suggestion. Do we have any volunteers to serve on the small organizing committee to develop the agenda and personnel, if you will, for this session? We don't know exactly how long it will be, but I'm sure.
Everyone who's got yellow next to their name in the Adobe room. I would think that if it comes in with the sort of support I hope it does get from the chairs of the ACs and the SOs, that they will probably put forward a name or two themselves. So, it'll be admin and logistical issues, and it will try to put our thinking hats on one.
Holly has her hand up. Holly, go ahead.
Just a question. What about having someone from, I suppose, the ALAC on the team? Just, I know that Cheryl will be there, so I can put my hand up.
The concept of us doing something which is basically enshrined that the ALAC will be involved with it at the sub-team level, not having some form of voice on the panel, or whatever it is, be it a full hypothetical or just a panel discussion. I cannot imagine them doing anything about us without us. But I would have thought that was pretty much a given, Holly, but,
Some things look given, aren't necessarily given.
Well, Holly, right, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
I'm assuming ALAC will be there.
Yes, I'm assuming so too, but I think our question now is who should be on the organizing committee to make this happen and ensure that ALAC is there along with everybody else that needs to be there. So,
well, if you've got Heidi and Margie and Marika and yourself, you're the nexus and interface with all of us, right? And we're not going to shut up about it, are we? Let's face it, Steve. Can you imagine us not, interacting and, trying to make lots of lovely suggestions? If Heidi is director of at large, well, if she can't interact with the ALAC, then, boy, have we got problems. You've got plenty of feed into the GNSO spectrum of interest with Margie and Marika. And, of course, the other thing is if it's going to be something that is going to be encouraging the voices of concern that we heard from GAC and for law enforcement, then, you put them there and you've already got seven people on the table. The problem will be making it, limiting it to...
I agree, yes.
...the best voices, not all the voices that want to be heard.
That may be the challenge, is to keep it to a manageable number. Well, is there anybody else from the sub-team that would like to participate on the organizing committee for the as yet untitled event to take place in Brussels, we hope, on Monday. Is there any other volunteers? Are there any volunteers? Okay, I don't hear any volunteers. This will not be a final group. Holly has raised her hand, though. Holly, are you volunteering?
Well, I'm asking what's involved. That's all I'm saying, because I'm beginning to think what you're talking about is a bit of an administrative task that you guys are all really good at, that I would, you know, I'm happy to be a contact point, but I think you're the ones who really have, I suppose, the knowledge and the inside running to set up something that you can report back to this group. I don't see it as something that we necessarily have to be involved in terms of organizing so much as contributing to what should be on the agenda and so forth. So I'm a little puzzled as to
I would think this organizing committee would also draw up the agenda or a proposed agenda for the event, as well as proposed speakers or panelists.
See, we're not talking show and tell here. We're not saying, you know, here you are, guys. Sorry, Christina, I jumped in. My apologies. Dear Mr. Policeman, we want you to talk about these three items. Dear Mr. Government people, we only want you to limit yourself to that. You know, we wanted a full, frank and fearless interactive discussion. And you know, sort of a clear the decks exercise, and that doesn't get micromanaged. That needs to be facilitated. Sorry, Christina, I'll jump back now.
Christina, go ahead.
Well, first off, apologies for being so very late. I had a lot of other calls that ran long. In any event, I am happy to kind of do what I can. I think, given how overextended I am with things in ICANN land right now, discrete projects would probably be better for me, but I'm happy to pitch in wherever I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, Steve, I think you've got the commitment of the regulars on this group call anyway.
Okay.
To be honest, I spend on average no less than 3 hours, 6 days a week in real-time interaction with Heidi, and she sure as hell can let us know what the plans are, you know, in sort of the wider outreach to my part of the community. You know, Margie, Marika, you know, I'm sure you've got the same sort of interaction level with GNSO and all the constituency parts there. And if the, you know, I think it's more of a just making sure nothing gets dropped type job as opposed to a terribly detailed creative task. So, you know, if everything's sort of, we're meeting weekly, if you know, where we are and what we're doing gets reported back, you know, and discussed in 5 or so minutes in each of our meetings, then I think the whole of this group will be involved at that level.
Yeah, I guess that's my thing.
It might be at the culling down those who would like to speak, to try and pick, you know, the best presenters, because it's got to be dynamic and it's got to be interactive and it's got to keep us awake.
Okay. Now, Holly, did you have a comment also?
Again, just to say, I think leading up to our final meeting, just a report every week where we're up to with scheduling and so forth, so that all of us have a chance to say, well, this is the way we think.
Right.
You know, this is a sort of structure. And again, I think Cheryl's absolutely right. It's a free-flowing discussion that encourages everybody to have a lot of discussion. And it's just going to be who's there on the day, and who are the best people to participate. I think. I expect every week to be talking about progress on this.
Okay. So we can make this an agenda item for all of our following meetings and progress reports on, you know, both when and where it is, the logistics, the agenda, the speakers, and so forth.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Are people comfortable with that approach? And does that make sense from the staff's perspective? Because I see you've been, I hear you've been volunteered for some things. So that makes sense from your perspective? Okay, good.
if they're not used to that by now.
Well, right. Right. I'm just giving them a chance to express themselves on it. Okay.
Oh, so Steve, you are so much more fair than I am.
Okay. All right. Unless there's anything else people want to raise about Brussels, we'll move. That will be on our agenda for the next meeting, obviously. I will say on task three, I haven't circulated anything. We saw the original proposals, one from me and one from Tim. Then we had some discussion on Tim's proposal, and I think we're in a position to circulate a version that might advance things. I did just today circulate a notice I got from ICANN staff about a working group, I think they're calling it, that is being formed to draft contract provisions for the registries, the new registries on GLD, on the new GTLD process. And I think that's a relevant precedent for us. I know we've had this discussion. It's not an exact precedent because we already have a lot of accredited registrars, and the issue is what will change in the agreement. But we also, have a lot of potential accredited registrars, and they're not going to be at the table. So I think it's a useful marker that ICANN is thinking about taking this approach to at least some aspects of the registry agreement that they would propose to sign with the new GTLD registry. So that suggests to me that maybe there is a role for non-parties to the contract to be directly involved in drafting provisions of the contract. So I just put that out for what it's worth. And as I said, we will circulate something on task three this week. Okay, are there any other comments on task three or on any other business that we need to undertake on this call?
Tim's got his hand up.
Okay. I think, let me remind everyone that our next call will be the same time next week, on Monday, and by that time you will be seeing some additional documents on Task 3 and others. I'll just once again ask you to respond on the list to the proposed compilation on Task 1, flag any issues you think need to be flagged under Task 2, and please participate.
This is Tim. I had my hand up.
I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to just comment briefly quickly on task three that, yeah, I saw your note about the registry. I mean, I don't really know what the registry agreement allows or doesn't allow or how that plays into this whole process, the fact that a new registry agreement is being created for, you know, these registries, and you might have a situation where some registries are operating under one agreement, other registries are operating on a different agreement. I don't think that's the goal with the RAA. I think the goal is that everyone would adopt or eventually be required to adopt a new RAA. So I think that's the fundamental difference, and there's a fundamental issue right now in regards to the interpretation of the RAA and how it can be amended. I think the staff has presented one idea, registrars have another, and we're trying to work to resolve that. But until that's resolved, as far as registrars are concerned, it's a little hard to move forward, at least from our perspective. So I just wanted to make sure that was understood.
Okay, thank you, Tim. You said as to how the RAA can be amended, because basically what I heard you describe is sort of how the registry agreement could be amended. That's the issue that they're convening this working group on, would be how could the registry agreement be amended or you know, unilaterally.
Right, right. And, you know, and I don't know what the conditions are. I wouldn't pretend to comment on it. I'm just saying that I do know that ultimately what we may end up with is we'll have new registries under a new agreement, old registries under another agreement.
Yes.
With the RAA, I don't believe that's the working group's goal. That the goal would be that eventually the registrars would all be required to go under the new agreement. You know, I don't know if that's going to be true with the registry process. So using it as a precedent, I'm not sure that would work. But my other, okay, more bigger concern about it is just this difference of opinion about how the RAA can be amended will have an effect on, which interpretation is correct will have an effect on how that process would move forward in any regard.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about there in terms of the difference of opinion about how the RAA can be amended. Is that a difference of opinion between some registrars and the staff? Is that over this question of whether it can only the new version can only come into effect if the old one expires, unless the registrar agrees?
No, it's over the staff comments that I responded to, that the negotiation with registrars isn't required. And that was the comment that they made a week before last, I believe.
In that memo? Or?
Right.
Okay. Well, okay.
Raised an issue, though, in the chat that is a question back to Tim. It would be good to have the answer to that on the record.
Pardon me? Could you repeat that, Cheryl?
Christina raised a question in chat to Tim on this topic, and it would be interesting to have the answer to that on the record.
Okay, so it says, Tim, is what you stated the position of the registrar, stakeholder group, or GoDaddy? So that was Christina.
Well, I wasn't stating any position. I'm just saying that there's this issue out there. I can say for GoDaddy, it's difficult for us to participate or to move forward until we have a resolution to that question. I do believe it will be an issue for other registrars. I'm not saying it's a stakeholder group position as of yet or whether it will be, but I find it hard to believe other registrars wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, this group, our goal in this group is to try to recommend next steps. Now, there may be not everybody will be prepared to join in that recommendation, or we may not agree on what the next step should be, and we just provide several different inconsistent options. I mean, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
If we can move it forward and try to come to an agreement if we can. But obviously if there's outstanding issues that would prevent some members from coming to that agreement, that's part of the landscape. I apologize. I would have sent put something together on task three, but I actually thought we would be spending more time on task one today, so I didn't. But I will get something out on that this coming week, and let's see if it provides any basis for agreement or not. Other comments on this?
Steve, it's just you did such a good job on task one that everybody's just so silenced.
That must be it. I guess so, and, you know.
Margie's got a hand up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If there's no further business, then I look forward to talking with you same time next week. And please do participate on the list. You'll be seeing a number of documents that we've discussed already today.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.